David Souza wasn't always a vodka man. He started out as a farmer and then escaped to Las Vegas to start a life of his own.
I used to own a restaurant and a nightclub promotion company in Las Vegas, and I've been farming since I was a kid. My family's been farming sweet potatoes for nearly 100 years.
But after the glitz and glam of Vegas became too much, he returned to the rural Central Valley town of Atwater to continue the fifth-generation family farm. And one day, when he was trying to find a new use for the sweet potatoes that his family can't bring to market, he had an aha moment.
The business in Vegas and the farm kind of brought me into the whole making a sweet potato vodka.
It's here in what looks like a large garage from the roadway, west of Atwater, that Souza and his team of three take sweet potatoes, age them for up to 16 months, and make what he calls Corbin Vodka. The creation of one 750-milliliter bottle of vodka takes 10 pounds of sweet potatoes. The giant copper still that Souza and his team use to turn the sweet potato slurry into vodka looks like something out of a Dr. Seuss book. It's a steam condenser, a system of three windowed columns, with the largest being about 10 feet tall.
We farm the product, we cook it, we make a sweet potato-based soup, we turn that soup into beer, and then we distill it to get the vodka. So it's from farm to bottle, complete control of the product.
The steam from the cooked slurry travels through a series of gradually taller shafts, collects in the tallest, and finally drips into a 5-gallon bucket. It takes hours to fill one bucket. But creating the vodka is the easy part. Souza says it has been tough for him to enter the larger market of spirits.
Because a lot of the big companies like Smirnoff and, you know, Ketel One, and they kind of control the industry. So for us small guys to get shelf space and that stuff, it's proved very difficult.
He also says his brand of spirits is unlike any other in the region, but it's part of a nationwide trend of small artisanal distillers. Bill Owens, president and founder of the American Distilling Institute, says the craft distilling movement has been in the making for over 2 decades. He held the first meeting of craft distillers over 10 years ago.
It's gone from 86 now to 606 craft distillers. And what it is that the knowledge via the internet and books on how to get a license and how to distill and taking hands-on classes and all that stuff has exploded, so the industry is growing about 30% a year.
At that rate, he expects to see 1,000 distillers in America in less than 3 years, he says.
This whole distilling thing is in people's DNA. They just wake up one day, oh my God, I got to do this.
Owen says micro or craft distilling is just taking off in the valley because
you don't have a history of distilling down there as you do in Kentucky and Tennessee or making whiskey.
But the few who do distill legally in Central California, like Souza and Atwater or Wade Bowen of Bowen's Whiskey in Bakersfield, say they broke into the industry at the right time, 2 to 5 years ago.
I don't really get into all this stuff about, well, it doesn't taste like this and doesn't taste like that, or you like it or you don't.
He says he owes the success of Bowen's Whiskey to the craft distilling movement.
I guess the craft thing is probably what's really got us going. It actually started probably just at the right time because we pretty much started at the beginning of the wave.
Bowen says that in the last 2 years, the whiskey that he once brewed at home has now become legal and is available in 8 states and Canada. He says his whiskey is unlike any other because of one regional ingredient.
It's 100% corn whiskey. Taking that, and I cut it and I age it with fire-ravaged oak from the local Paiute Mountains up here, where the forest fires have gone through.
And that is why Trevor Hickman, a cocktail maker at Piazza del Pane, the upscale Italian eatery owned by the local Me and Ed's pizza chain, recommends Bowen's whiskey to his customers.
It's no artificial smokiness, it's real, true smokiness flavor to the whiskey.
He offers 3 drinks using Bowen's whiskey. Whiskey on ice, a smoky peach, and a
twisted whiskey press, similar to a vodka press, except we're going to have a little bit of lime juice in it as well, and then we're going to muddle mint.
He then topped the drink with lemon lime soda and soda water.
Give a little stir here. So this one here, you're going to get that kind of the whiskey flavor to it. You get a hint of the smokiness.
And it's mixologists like Hickman that distillers are after. Bowen and Souza agree that if distillers can convince this current generation of bartenders that their spirits stand ahead of the pack, their products will stand the test of time and hopefully not only stay craft, but possibly line the shelves of markets nationwide. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry.